Radio SI presents Possibly Overlooked, but Impressive Places to Visit. Slovenia's Hidden Gems. Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
Hey, I'm Jordi, Catalan from Barcelona. I live in Slovenia already for 15 years with Andrea in Goričko.
Okay, so I'm Andrea from Slovenia. I live with Jordi in Goričko.
Today our show takes you to Western Slovenia, to Idrijske Krnice and to Idria. Jordi and Andrea, a Catalan-Slovenian couple, traveled from Eastern Slovenia to this region, and of course they were happy to test the two-day package, the magic world of Idrijske Krnice. Idria, the UNESCO heritage site, is best known for the second largest mercury mine in the world, beautiful Idria lace and traditional Idria žlikrofi, and also for its beautiful countryside. Well, Jordi and Andrea, you had plenty of time to explore the countryside, but you also learned more about the mining history of Idria. But let's take our listeners step by step through your two-day program. What was the first thing you did yesterday upon arrival?
We were drinking a beautiful coffee.
In the center of Idria, and then we went to the information center that they have. We went through exposition that they have there.
Yeah, interactive exposition, and it was really very interesting and helpful. We didn't know almost anything about. I enjoyed very much, and I learned a lot. Naturally.
Yes, it was. I mean, I didn't know anything about this area because it's the first time that I came. I was surprised that a part of this mining thing that I didn't know nothing, there is also beautiful nature.
And we learned about a doctor with the name Skopoli that was treating people in the Idrian mines. Actually, he didn't want to come to Idria, he didn't like Idria and anything. But on the end, he was very famous because he went around picking plants and so on, and he did really a lot for the Idrian plant heritage.
And what else did you do yesterday?
Oh, after this, we went for lunch?
Yes.
First we went to the school of
Čipke.
And we find
do you know a lot now about Čipke lace?
Yeah, well, not really, but but what's interesting is that they have the oldest school of Čipke, Klekanie, in the world, no? And that actually they have 400 students that they practice this. Not only girls, they have 30 boys also doing it. Yeah, that was quite a thing.
You mentioned lunch. Did you eat any specialties of this area?
Yes, we ate žlikrofi and we had a homemade beer.
After lunch, did you have enough energy to continue your exploration of Idria, or did you have to rest for a while?
We rest a little bit, but we walk slowly. We walk towards the
Topilnica.
Melting plant, yeah. Where Tomas was waiting for us. The guide of, he was really funny.
Tomas was really a super guide. He explained us really things about the živo srebro, and it was interactive. We were watching a movie also about živo srebro. And I mean, the people in the mine, they had really, really, really a hard life. It was not easy, so.
Yeah.
They have also a very interesting thing, a chimney on a hill.
No? Yeah, this
and we were walking to the chimney, and the story of the chimney was also interesting because they really tried that the pollution will not be in Idria, but to put it high as possible, and they really did a huge, I don't know, the meters chimney, and you still see the leftovers of the chimney, so it was not that they didn't try to make the life better, but it was still very heavy for the workers.
That is all for now. We will continue with part two and talk to one of the providers of the package here of Slovenia's Hidden Gems.
Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
I'm Katarina Kenda. I'm from Idriske Krnice and I work for the Idria Tourism Board.
Idriske Krnice is a village located in the hilly Idria region at an altitude between 850 and more than 1,000 meters above sea level, with farms scattered across a diverse landscape. From generation to generation, the locals continue to nurture a respect for their natural environment and they preserve also the values of farm work and mutual aid. We are now here at Hiška na Griču, or House on the Hill. So please tell us more. What do you offer in Hiška na Griču?
Ja, Hiška na Griču stoji v osrčju narave. Mi vam ponujamo mir.
The house on the hill stands in the heart of nature, where we can offer you peace, quiet and a beautiful natural environment. You can also help by working on our farm. The house is made of natural materials and clay flooring, and we also have lamps made of clay.
Imamo tudi luči iz gline, tak da smo vključili vso naravo, ki smo jo lahko pobrali iz okolice, tudi v Hiško.
What can visitors of Hiška na Griču do to have an active holiday?
Ja, pri nas vam zagotovo ne bo dolgčas.
You won't be bored staying here with us. You can either just enjoy the nature surrounding our house or you can follow the paths that we have prepared for you in Idriske Krnice. Most of them are easier walking paths, but you can also visit our providers. There are two cheesemakers in Idriske Krnice, the farm Prkindu and the farm at Krnice, where you can try cheese and can also bring some dairy products such as cheese, yogurt and cottage cheese home with you. You can also visit the farm Nakalu, where Aloysia bakes fresh cookies, makes bread and noodles. At Lok, Land of Adventure, you can experience the world of herbs. Besides all that, you can rent a bike, either a normal bike or electric bike here in Idriske Krnice or in Idria and drive down the slopes.
Poleg omenjenega si lahko v Idri ali pa tudi pri nas izposodite navadna ali električna kolesa in se bolj z lahkoto podate po teh naših klancih.
And what would you tell our listeners about Idria, the Idria region and its history? What would you point out what visitors shouldn't miss when they come here?
Če govoriva o Idri, o bolj o centru Idrije,
If we talk about Idria in the center of Idria, there is a lot to see. Most of you probably know the mercury mine in Idria, the main road, Antonian Road, which is also interesting for children as they offer special programs for them. And of course, Lace, the Lace School Idria. There is also the castle Gevergenek, the wild lake with its regional park. And in the summer months, you can refresh yourself in the natural swimming area Lasht. And of course, you can explore the walking paths of Geopark Idria. There are 23 of them, and there are a lot of natural and cultural sites to see in the surrounding villages. So I think there is a lot to do in our region.
Mislim, da imate polno za početi v naših koncih.
Thank you.
Hvala tudi vam.
To vote, go to sloveniashiddengems.si.
We are back with Jordi and Andrea, who are indulging in the two-day package, The Magic World of Idriske Krnice. We've learned a lot about Idria's history. Also some curiosities. So you enjoyed your day in Idria, you learned a lot. But now to day two, you are on a hill in a beautiful house, beautiful surrounding, enjoying nature. What did you experience today, Jordi and Andrea?
This morning we wake up and we have a nice breakfast. And then we went with Katarina. We went up the hill. And there, when you arrive, they have a little omara with snaps. When you walk and you come very thirsty.
Snaps always helps.
And it's, apparently it's a very nice view, but when we came it was not so clear because
preparing
the clouds.
Boring.
Yeah. But you can imagine that you see Triglav, you see almost Italy, no? Then after that we went to a Sirarna, a cheesemaker. We had some cheese to taste.
Mm.
And what else? And we bought some cheese also.
And we were trying one evening before already the yogurt, the cheese, the skuta, the, I don't know, many things. They were so delicious that we had to buy. in the Sirarna these very good gnami things to take them home to Prekmurje.
Tell us a little bit more about the house on the hill.
We had first a beautiful narezek with homemade
products,
delicious products, and this cheese also. Mm-hmm. And we were also getting the gerush. Yeah, this is schnapps that the workers in the mines were drinking. It's from Artemisia. And after the nice
supper,
we went on the balcony because it's so amazing.
This and the silence, this was the most incredible thing. You sit on the terrace and you hear nothing. And we were looking how the moon went down slowly.
So if you want to relax, this is the right place to be.
Yes.
It's amazing, yes.
So what was your favorite experience here? The last 2 days.
From all these 2 days, for me, down was Tomas. He was very funny.
Yeah,
we had fun.
But Valeria was also super. We mm-hmm. started with Valeria with the coffee. Mm-hmm. She was really nice and helpful also, and yeah. also in the Chipkarska Shola.
In the Shola, yeah.
The lady that was explaining.
We are not going to choose one only.
No. And Katarina, we cannot tell you, because if we tell you how she will spoil you, then we don't have a place anymore here.
So how would you sum up the last 2 days? Maybe in a sentence.
Interesting history with a final touch in nature. In nature and in silence.
I would say too short.
Too short.
So, time for you to come back?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you for sharing your experience with us. And you can find out more about Jordi's and Andrea's experience in Idrija and Idrijske Krnice on our website www.savinjashiddengems.si. There you will find photos and an essay about their trip to this region. And this is it for season 4, as this was our last edition of Slovenia's Hidden Gems this season here on Radio SI.
Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.